Job chapter 16. Then Job answered, I have heard many such things. All of you are such miserable comforters. Will windy words never end? Or what bothers you that you keep arguing? I also could speak like you do, if you were in my place. I could heap up words against you and shake my head at you. But I would strengthen you with my mouth, and comfort from my lips would ease your pain. Yet when I speak, my pain is not relieved. And if I quit speaking, does the anguish leave me? But now, O God, you have worn me down. You have devastated my whole family. You have shriveled me up, which itself is a witness against me. And my emaciated flesh rises up against me and testifies against my face. God has torn me in his wrath and persecuted me. He has gnashed his teeth at me. My enemy locks his eyes on me. They have ridiculed me with their mouth. They have slapped me on the cheek in contempt. They have gathered themselves together against me. God delivers me over to the ungodly and throws me into the hands of the wicked. I was at peace, but he has shattered me. He has grabbed me by the neck and dashed me to pieces. He has set me up as his target. His archers surround me. He slits open my kidney without mercy. He pours out my gall on the ground. He smashes me again and again. He charges at me like a warrior. I have sewed sackcloth on my skin and have buried my horn in the dust. My face is red from weeping, and dark shadows are on my eyelids. Although there is no violence in my hands, and my prayer is pure. O earth, do not cover my blood, and let my cry find no place of rest. Even now my witness is in heaven, and my advocate is on high. My friends mock me, as my eye pours out tears to God. Oh, that someone would argue the case of a man with God, as a person pleads for his friend. For when just a few years have passed, I will go the way from which I will never return.